SDK. Welcome to Business Life After Hours, a podcast that takes a deep dive into real-life topics at the intersection of business and life. After the workday ends, that's where we pick up. Today I'm here with Dr. Puneet Sindwani. He's chair of the Department of Urology at the University of Toledo Medical Center, and he's also an endowed professor of urology at the University of Toledo College of Medicine and Life Sciences. Dr. Sindwani, thank you for being with us today. We're really excited to hear more about your expertise.
Thank you very much for having me here, Christy. My pleasure, and happy to share anything, any questions you have about urology.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with the general. Tell us more about the urology practice.
Sure. Urology is a wonderful specialty. You can hear the bias in my voice, right? going through the med school, you find some specialties that are medical. You're in office, you're making rounds to take care of the patients, and some are surgical, where you're up in the operating room, you don't have that continuity of care. I loved urology because it's an amalgamation of both. You do clinic procedures, surgeries, you have longitudinal care, and you have a good relationship established over long term with your patients.
It's interesting to me, too. There are two areas I'd like to talk about today. For our viewers who may be interested in specific issues with urology, including prostate cancer, as well as an enlarged prostate. And I know you specialize in innovative technologies and methodologies in both of those. So why don't we start, first of all, with the enlarged prostate. Tell us more about that. And if we have viewers who are watching today and tonight, let us know some of the kind of an overview of what that is.
Absolutely. So enlarged prostate is a very common problem. It's a disease of aging. So it's a good thing if you have enlarged prostate. That means you made to that age group where your prostate is enlarging. 70% of the men, by the time they are 70, will have enlarged prostate. So prostate is a structure that sits at the base of the bladder, and the tube that brings urine out goes right through the middle of it. And it's surrounded by bones on the top and a very tough fascia at the bottom. So now imagine if the prostate starts to enlarge, there's not much room for it to expand. It will start to squish on the tube that brings the urine out, right, and make it, instead of round, it'll be a slit. So if patients start noticing their stream is weak, they dribble for a long time after they're done, and sometimes they have issues with intermittent stream. They go, they stop, they go, they stop. They feel like they have to get up again and again to go urinate because bladder is not emptying. And it's very kind of bothersome to them, especially if it happens at night. Mm-hmm. It disrupts their sleep. They suffer because of quality of life has gone down. They're drowsy during the day. So in acute cases, sometimes patient is totally unable to urinate because the restriction is so strong. Now they just dribble urine and they are in a lot of pain because their bladder cannot empty. Mm. That's called urinary retention. They're retaining urine.
Now, this is not cancerous, is it?
No, it's the benign enlargement. Very good question. You have to differentiate between the two. Prostate cancer will rarely present like this, but enlarged prostate, which is more common, will present with symptoms of urinary obstruction and some irritation of the bladder also.
Now, when you're talking about the enlarged prostate, I feel like in days past, maybe there wasn't a methodology, a procedure, an innovation that men could have done that would really change and improve some of those symptoms. Now today, that is not the case. Is that correct?
That's very, very correct. So enlarged prostate, also called BPH, has undergone revolutionary advancements in treatment part. Old days, there used to be just surgery, open surgery. You had to make a cut in the belly, remove the enlarged prostate, just like moving the center part and leaving the shell. Then came what is called Roto-Rooter, which was basically going through the urethra with a hot knife and scraping the prostate from inside. So that channel that was squished now is made round again so you can remove excess tissue from inside. Then there were certain innovations that started happening because when you did that Roto-Rooter, there was a lot of bleeding, there was risk of incontinence, and anytime there was a lot of heat dissipated to the tissues, it can damage the nerves that go alongside the prostate. So there was risk of sexual dysfunction, risk of stricture formation, which is kind of scarring within the urethra. So all these things kind of led to innovations.
Mm-hmm.
So next innovation was...
Lifestyle issues would have really kind of been... lifestyle issues would really have been disrupted, if you will, and so there was a need for innovative methodologies.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So with the advancement in technology, we started to look for sources of resection where you don't have that thermal energy. Some people came up with lasers, but still they were generating heat. So yes, that's great because it'll stop the bleeding right away. You don't need blood transfusions afterwards. Your drop in blood counts was much lesser. But the latest and greatest right now, which is on the horizon and has been approved for the last 3 years in the United States, is called aquablation.
Aquablation.
So
tell us more.
So aqua, water, ablation using water. So it's nothing but a glorified term for you have pressure jet for your deck washing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
That's exactly what it is.
Really?
Yeah. So you have a very high velocity jet spray coming out of a very thin nozzle, which is controlled with the robot. So you go in, you precisely lay out where the mechanism for urinary control is within the tissues, and then you line it out to protect that. So then the robotic arm takes over, and with the high jet water, it goes and makes the prostate into a slurry, which is suctioned out.
Hmm.
And after that, you can just pinpoint if there are any bleeders, and you are done in half the time what Roto-Rooter used to be.
No kidding.
Yes.
And how are outcomes?
Outcomes are excellent because patients, you don't have thermal energy, so there's no damage to the nerves. So sexual dysfunction is almost close to zero. Problem with ejaculation, it can be tailored and much, much lower than what TURP or Roto-Rooter used to be. Risk of stricture formation is much lower. Bleeding, much lower. And so the re-intervention rate is less than 3 to 5%. So excellent outcomes. People are excited. And I think this is the next generation of treatment when it comes to enlarged prostate.
So for our viewers who are watching today who may have an enlarged prostate diagnosis,
mm-hmm.
is this for anyone who has that diagnosis?
So not everybody needs it, right? So some patients can be managed initially with medicines. You see how their medicines are managing their symptoms. Many a times when they have failed the medicines or their side effects from the medicine, then you go into intervention. And if you're going into intervention, aquablation is excellent treatment choice for prostate between 40 to even 100 grams. And actually with the newer generation, some people are taking for even super large prostates, like some prostates up to 180 and 200 grams, which historically were done only with open surgery, now can be done with aquablation.
That's an amazing innovation.
Yes, mm-hmm. absolutely. And we are excited that we have it at UT.
And I'm sure patients are thrilled to know that there is an option that is extremely impactful in terms of lifestyle.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely. And they can be rest assured that the chances of incontinence is so low, sexual dysfunction is so low, scarring is so low.
Let's talk now about prostate cancer and some of the innovations there in terms of surgeries that may be required, or if one has a diagnosis of prostate cancer, what are some of the options available?
Prostate cancer treatment has come a long way since we were training almost 25, 30 years ago. At that time, we knew that we are over-treating prostate cancer. What do I mean by that? Not all prostate cancer is same. Prostate cancer comes in different grades. And so depending on the grade, depending on your PSA, depending on the histology, meaning how it looks under a microscope, you can choose different kind of treatments. Historically, if you look back, all cancers were treated with the radical shotgun approach. You take either the whole prostate out, which was a morbid procedure. It caused damage to the surrounding structure, like nerves, sphincter mechanism, bladder, urethra, and sometimes even rectum.
And that is called a radical prostatectomy.
Exactly. That was called radical prostatectomy. Or you did radiation. One of my patients who was ex-Marine, he gave a very good analogy. He said, oh, it was like carpet bombing, right? So you take care of it, whether cancer or not. You either take the whole prostate out or you ended up just bombarding the whole tissue, right? And there was a lot of collateral damage. So once we realized that, some of our innovations now is that you try to treat the prostate cancer focally. So if you might remember, breast cancer was treated many years ago just by removing the whole breast called mastectomy. Mm-hmm. And we have moved away from that. We just do lumpectomy in select patients, and you can have equivalent results in cancer control with or without radiation, just limited. Similarly, in prostate, rather than removing the whole prostate, you can focally treat where you found the cancer. So how do you do that? It's non-invasive. It's called HIFU, which is high-intensity focused ultrasound. So what does that mean? Once again, a fancy term. The way I can tell my patients is, when we were kids, we had a magnifying glass, and if you have a paper, if you focus your sun rays right at the focal length, it'll burn a hole, right? If the paper is too close, nothing happens. Too far, nothing happens.
That's a great analogy.
Right, so we do exactly same thing. Mm-hmm. Instead of sun rays, in this case, you have ultrasound waves that you can focus without making a cut, and you can focus right where you found the cancer with image guidance, real time, where the cancer was found, and you can burn just the area where cancer was found. Mm-hmm. So minimum damage or no damage to the nerves, no damage to the sphincter, and no incontinence afterwards. Minimizing risk of erectile dysfunction afterwards, minimizing risks to recovery and having patients go through secondary procedures. Outpatient procedures, no hospital admission required, and select patients can get that done. So not everybody can have it done because you need to find the cancer early. So that's where getting your PSA check comes very important.
Absolutely.
So make sure you have your PSA done annually. Because if your cancer is found early and there's only one focus or only on one side, you can do HIFU, sparing yourself a big surgery.
Mm-hmm. So HIFU is really the latest innovation when it comes to prostate health and prostate cancer.
Yes, that's one of the focal treatments. And when we say focal, you just focus right where the cancer was found, sparing the tissue where the biopsies were negative.
Is there a PSA number when there's a check that men should be aware of if it goes over a certain number?
A rule of the thumb is PSA above 4 is abnormal.
I see.
There are certain nuances. I won't go into that. It depends on the race. It depends on the age. Mm-hmm. So for a younger person who's only 50 years old, that PSA of 4 or 4.1 is very high. In those patients, if anything is above 2.5, some people say that you need to investigate sooner. If you have family history, you need to investigate sooner. If you have your first degree sibling, your risk goes very high. Your father had prostate cancer, your risk is higher. So you want to make sure that you check your PSA annually starting age 40 if you fall into that age group. African Americans are at a high risk of prostate cancer, so they should be encouraged to get their PSA checked annually because of this risk.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Sindwani, thank you for this information. You are making a huge impact on men's health. And a special thank you for our fathers, our grandfathers, our husbands, our sons, in all you're doing.
Christine, thank you so much for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Find success by your own definition at your intersection of business and life on my next podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm Christy Kay.
Business Life After Hours is hosted and produced by Christy Kay. Audio engineering, production, and editing by Chris Pfeiffer. Be sure to join Christy for her award-winning television series, Business Life 360, the third Thursday of the month on WGTE HD or at wgte.org/b360. Business Life After Hours is a production of WGTE Public Media.